The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Mahdi Rastani.
As you know, the theme that has been chosen is a journey to the beloved, returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the nights that I will be with all of you, inshallah, we will be discussing topics that have to do with defining our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly, and secondly, enhancing this relationship. And I think that a lot of these talks are very foundational. They're the type of topics and talks that if one doesn't have a proper understanding of, starting from a young age, they can go through life, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, go through their life and never truly understand what their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to be like. And this impacts a lot of things. When you don't have a proper understanding of what your relationship is like, well then this relationship can never truly flourish. This relationship can never truly blossom. So inshallah, tonight and tomorrow night, we're going to delve into this topic to understand, first of all, how is this human being different from other species? And number two, why is he so special? What makes him so extraordinary? Let us begin from here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human being and he's brought this human being into this world. The next step is to encourage this human being to do certain things and to stop this human being from doing other deeds so that he can reach his perfection. He has to pray, he has to fast, he has to give charity, he has to show modesty. These are the things he has to do. And then on the other side, he has to stay away from stealing, lying, killing others, taking the rights of others away. And if he does these and stays away from these, slowly he comes closer to the perfection that he has. But this, of course, is the challenge. This is, for the lack of a better term, this is the challenge for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there ever was such a thing. How does he get this human being to move towards his perfection without taking away his free will, without forcing him? Yes? The relationship we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as an example, imagine a father, he wants this child to do the right things in life. He wants this child to do his homework. But at the same time, he can't tie his hands and force him and do the homework for him. He can't do that either. So he has to find ways to push you and I towards the right things, towards the right decisions. This is the challenge, again, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dealing with ignorant human beings that are you and I, essentially. Yes? He wants to get you to do the right thing, so he has to figure out how can he do that without you giving up your free will. Because at the end of the day, you have to decide to do it. He can't do it for you. The same way that child, the parent can't do the work for him. The child has to do it at the end of the day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to encourage him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this in a multitude of different ways. Three ways in particular I want to discuss. The third is essentially the gateway to our discussion. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells this human being and talks to this human being about heaven. Says there's this thing called heaven. If you do the right things, you might just find your way into heaven. Now, how difficult is it to make it into heaven? Inshallah, we'll discuss this because that's a very commonly misunderstood topic. It's almost as if it's the most impossible thing to make it into heaven. Many of us have grown up with this understanding. But as we'll discuss, it's actually quite difficult not to make it into heaven. Now, we'll leave that for Sunday night. So the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells a human being, there's this heaven has these different pleasures. We've heard of these pleasures, the Quran talks about them. It's almost impossible to miss these pleasures if you're reading Quran at all. Because the Quran doesn't shy away from talking about these pleasures. So he says, listen, in this world or in heaven, you'll have the pleasure of being around your loved ones. You'll have the pleasure of being around wonderful people. Muttaki'ina alayha mutaqabilin. They sit amongst one another, they socialize, they enjoy their time. This is one of the pleasures, really, of the human being, yes? There are other pleasures, many of the pleasures that were haram in this world, they might become halal for you in the next world, except they don't have the negatives that they have in this world, yes? There is this wine that in this world was haram. Over there, you drink it. La yusadda'una anha wa la yunzifun. You know, they drink it, they don't get some headache, and they don't start talking nonsense. They don't start losing their logic. The different pleasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about. And probably the one that sticks with the human being the most, that is repeated over and over in the verses of the Quran, is, listen, if you make it into heaven, you'll live a life that is completely stress-free. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. That's the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you make it into heaven, you live a life, nothing bothers you, and you also have no worries about what's to come in the future. خوف, the things that you're worried about in the future. حزن, the things that are making you sad right now. You will have neither of these. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into detail. And He says, listen, if the rivers don't interest you, and I don't know, the palm trees don't interest you, and the pomegranates don't interest you, these are just examples we're giving. Otherwise, lahum fiha, or lahum ma yasha'una fiha, wa ladayna mazid. You come to heaven, you have anything you want. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. For some people it works. He pushes the human being to do the right things. Then comes the second method. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks of hellfire. Again, it's quite difficult to miss hellfire if you're reading the Quran at all. It's not something you can just gloss over. No, the Quran talks about it. It talks about it in detail, in fact. That yes, the punishment is like this and it's like that. لَوَاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَرْ لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرْ. The human being who comes into it, he's neither alive, neither dead. I mean, these are harsh statements, yes? These are serious statements of the Quran. The Quran says, when the person who is supposed to make it into hellfire, who is this person? We'll have to discuss. But this person who's supposed to make it into hellfire, when he sees hellfire from far away, and hellfire, quote unquote, sees him from far away, this hellfire starts to breathe heavily. It's almost as if it's a living being. إِذَا رَأَتْهُم مِّن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. When hellfire sees these people from far away, سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّضًا وَزَفِيرًا. They start to hear the sounds of hellfire. It's almost as if a human being that's breathing heavily. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about hellfire as well. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a third method too. And this third method is different from number one and number two. It says, listen, if you do this good deed, or if you don't commit this bad deed, yes, there is reward. Yes, you're going to stay away from punishment. All of this is still there. But here's the thing. It's a completely different perspective. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to do this deed or to stay away from this sin simply because it's not worthy of you as a human being to be doing something like this. Yes, the punishment is there, the reward is there too, but that's not what He's talking about right now. What He's saying right now is when you do this deed, you are no longer acting like a human being. You're lowering the status of yourself and your life from the life of a human being to the life of creatures below the human being. You're now living life with animalistic characteristics. He'll say, listen, don't do this. Why? Because of punishment or reward? No, not necessarily because of that. Though it's there, but not necessarily because of that. Because this is how animals live. This is not worthy of you. You're greater. You're bigger. You're a human being. You're special. You're significant. You weren't supposed to live life like these other creatures.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim, Kareem, Azim, Alim, Halim, Hakim, Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين
sun rises.